USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden says he believes Americans will tell President Trump to pack his bags and go home on Election Day.
And my message is simple. The power to change the country is in your hands. I don't care how much Donald Trump tries. There's nothing, nothing he's going to do to stop the people in this nation from voting.
Speaking at a drive-in style event in Cleveland on Monday, the former vice president saying if elected, he will get the coronavirus pandemic under control. Biden also with a stop in Pennsylvania today. President Trump hitting the campaign trail as well. The president with stops in North Carolina, Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin on Monday. President Trump also saying he will be holding a gathering at the White House on election night. Former Vice President Biden will be at his home in Delaware. This is USA Radio News.
Can you believe after all the recent violent protests, looting, and destruction, some communities are considering either defunding or abolishing the police? If you agree that now is the time when police protection is needed most, then it's time we stand up and support your local police and the communities they serve. Call 800-JBS-USA1 and request your free Support Your Local Police info packet. That's 800-JBS-USA1 and request your free Support Your Local Police info packet today.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
When I first switched over, because I stopped taking the other supplements I was taking and switched over all the way to Balance of Nature, I really noticed a huge difference. It was amazing. Like better sleep, better attention, better energy. It was just really, really great.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
This year, over 93 million people have already voted early or turned in mail-in ballots. That's nearly 70% of the total votes counted in the 2016 general election. California, Texas, and Florida are leading the way in early voting. Democrats are leading the way in the early vote count in the battleground states, but Emily Larson with the Washington Examiner reminds us.
And one thing to keep in mind about these numbers is that that doesn't necessarily mean that all of these Republicans and Democrats are going to vote for their party, and there's still a significant amount of independent voters who are counting as well.
Now that Halloween has come and gone, many families are starting to plan for Thanksgiving and Christmas. November and December are usually the busiest months of the year for air travel. But with the continuing pandemic, there's concern about getting on a plane. Airline experts reminding everyone that with fewer planes in service, the plane you will be on will more than likely be full. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
The average price for a gallon of gasoline has fallen to the lowest level in months.
The national average is down 3 cents a gallon to a level of $2.11. Patrick DeHaan of GasBuddy.com tells us about the factors for that drop in prices.
Overall, the biggest concerns pushing the price of oil lower are uncertainty over the election and a potential legal feud, which could lead stimulus in limbo, and the surge in the coronavirus pandemic, in which U.S. cases have soared to near record levels.
While residents of Oklahoma are enjoying statewide averages of $1.76, residents of California continue to suffer at $3.14 a gallon. With USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
The state of Michigan wants patrons at restaurants and bars to provide their names and phone numbers for future potential contract tracing. The state health department is also restricting the number of customers to 50. Businesses that do not comply could be fined $1,000. Scott Ellis, executive director of the Michigan Licensed Beverage Association, says the new restrictions place an added burden on businesses already struggling to turn a profit amid the pandemic. Aside from the fine, violation of the rules is also grounds for pulling a bar or restaurant operator's business license and may be treated as a violation of workplace safety requirements. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.